my sleep tank isn't as full. I didn't get my quiet time to myself. Okay, how can I then still feel good? How can I find ways to pour into myself? How can I find ways to be grateful, to feel, you know, happy, to find the good, to stay regulated, right? How could I do that? And on, you know, those part days in particular too, when Blaine didn't sleep as well, that she's more likely to have tantrums, to have big emotions. And so it adds more to my plate. And I am completely not available for saying, oh, this day's a wash. Well, slept poorly. My kid's crabby. Well, today sucks. It's just going to be ruined. I'm going to be crabby. Everything's going to be hard. Like, what a waste. No. I love to look at life as, what's the opportunity for me here? What can I learn? How is this expanding me? How is this growing me as a person? And so on those tough days, what I'm really leaning into is, how can I not allow my external circumstances to impact my internal experience as much? Welcome to the Sensitive and Soulful Show. If you're the type of person who's often heard that you're too sensitive, you're too emotional, you're just too much, this is your place. Hi, my name is Alyssa Boyer, and I'm a mentor for highly sensitive people. My mission in life is to help other highly sensitive souls learn how to embrace their sensitivity as a gift. Each week, I will share tools, tips, and stories for you to learn how to lean into your sensitivity and learn how to work with it instead of fighting against it. I believe the world is a better place when more sensitive, deep-feeling people feel comfortable and confident in their skin. And I can't wait to show you how. So get comfy and let's dive in. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about this idea that I've been really mulling over for a while, which is how to not let your external world impact so much of your internal world. Okay. This is a huge goal of mine. I always will get these ideas that start to just form in my head. And then I think about them and think about them and I notice them and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to share this collectively. Like my community needs this. And so this is one of those concepts. So I first, you know, on a grander level became interested in this idea of feeling grounded and rooted, no matter what was happening around me. You know, I got interested in that idea, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 years ago when I first started getting into meditation and spirituality, because I am a person who by nature tends to run more anxious, tends to be somebody if I don't do practices ever, my mind naturally will want to worry, overthink, feel anxious, all of that, right? And I'm highly sensitive, of course. So there's that piece too, where sensitive nervous system can become more overstimulated, more overwhelmed, all of those things. And so I became fascinated with ancient spiritual wisdom and this idea of becoming someone who could remain calm and steady within, regardless of what was happening around them. Yes. And so once I was really into meditation, you know, I was meditating every single day and it felt really good. I started to achieve that level of, ooh, okay, I can feel good and calm and have the ability to respond more than react. Meaning, you know, a reaction would be something happens, something triggering happens and immediately going into, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? Or, oh my gosh, getting defensive and angry, right? That would be being reactive versus responding would look like there's space between the thing happening and the way I, and so with a more of a response, it would be ooh, okay, that person did that. I'm noticing that it's hitting on an insecurity. I'm noticing this tendency where I want to take this personally. Let me get curious and go within. Notice if this is hitting on an insecurity of mine before I take my next step. And so meditation and having quiet stillness practices can help you to create more space in between something happening and your response to it. It's just the way it works. It's a beautiful thing. I freaking love meditation. Now, that was something, you know, I cared about, was really interested in, etc. And then 2.5 years ago, I became a mom and my world was totally flipped upside down. And suddenly I didn't have the lengthy morning routine that I loved. I didn't have, you know, the space to myself in my day that I loved to have and had grown used to. I didn't have any of that. It was stripped away from me. And to be quite honest, becoming a mom was really, really hard for me. It did not feel natural for me. I found it very, very challenging, very triggering. And it was a really tough transition for me. And I'm still figuring it out, to be quite honest. But it has grown me and given me and expanded me in ways that I never could have imagined. And I am such a more resilient and wise person as a result of becoming a mom. And anyway, as a result of motherhood and the way my life looks now compared to how it looked pre-children, something I've been really interested in is revisiting this idea of becoming, you know, more grounded and centered and steady, regardless of what's happening around me, right? I've been revisiting that. And something I'm thinking about a lot then, which brings me to my entire point of this episode, is how can I be less impacted by how can I allow my external circumstances to not impact my internal experience as much? And so now my daughter is 2.5. I'm pregnant with a second who's due in February. So, you know, about to go through all the newborn things, plus now having, another child. It's going to be a different experience. But anyway, with Blaine being 2.5, I have a level of spaciousness and some level of predictability that I didn't have when she was younger, meaning like I can count on her sleeping until, 6:37, 7:30 most days, not all the time, but most days, which means, okay, if I get up at 5 or 5:30, I can get in some time for myself, for meditation, movement, journaling. Glorious. Love it. And most of the time I sleep pretty well. Most of the time she sleeps through the night. I'm getting 8-9 hours of sleep. Again, glorious. I love it. So that's great, right? And so on those days, my external environment is working in my favor. It's working how I want it to. It's supporting me as a sensitive person, which makes it a lot easier for me to feel happy and calm and regulated. You know, and if on those days, Blaine is also feeling pretty happy and calm herself and she's not having a lot of big emotions, I can easily feel like I am coasting through life. I am killing it. It is so great. Life is good. I'm so happy. And we love that. We love when life feels like things are working out. But I'm not impressed by that. I'm not like, good job, Alyssa. You had a good day, because I love it. I appreciate it. And I'm very, very grateful for it. Don't get me wrong. But what I am really interested in is how can I feel calm, grounded, steady, satisfied, happy, even when my external circumstances do not look ideal? Because a lot of times that is going to happen, right? Just the other day, a couple of days, right? I think it was, Saturday night. Blaine woke up at 1:30 or 2 in the morning. And I think I had to go into her room 8 times between then and 3:30 in the morning. Like, she just couldn't fall back asleep. And then I was really tired and I was thinking, okay, well, she'll for sure sleep in the morning then. And then she was up early. So we were up a lot and then I didn't get any time to myself in the morning. And I was just more tired. Right? Or just the other day, she woke up at 4:45 in the morning. She had a bad dream, woke up upset. And then at that time, she just couldn't go back to sleep. So our day started really, really early. And so I did not have any time to do my morning routine. And those are the days where it's going to be more challenging for me, where it's going to be like, ooh, okay, I don't have, my sleep tank isn't as full. I didn't get my quiet time to myself. Okay, how can I then still feel good? How can I find ways to pour into myself? How can I find ways to be grateful, to feel, you know, happy, to find the good, to stay regulated, right? How could I do that? And on, you know, those days in particular too, when Blaine didn't sleep as well, that she's more likely to have tantrums, to have big emotions. And so it adds more to my plate. And I am completely not available for saying, oh, this day's a wash. Well, slept poorly. My kid's crabby. Well, today sucks. It's just going to be ruined. I'm going to be crabby. Everything's going to be hard. Like, what a waste. No. I love to look at life as, what's the opportunity for me here? What can I learn? How is this expanding me? How is this growing me as a person? And so on those tough days, what I'm really leaning into is, how can I not allow my external circumstances to impact my internal experience as much? And so one of the tools I absolutely love that is very busy person friendly is my 6-step process for managing and neutralizing your triggers. It's something that I teach you in my free workshop called Unbotherable. You can sign up for that at the link in the show notes or go to sense7soulful.com/trigger. It's so freaking good. And I love that process because it's something that you can use anytime, anywhere in the moment. You don't have to sit down and meditate. You don't have to sit down and journal. You can do it in the moment. And over time, you'll get better and better at it. And so with this process, it's like I can take moments that trigger me, that feel hard, that feel like too much, that make, you know, that hit on an insecurity, or, you know, I have a big reaction and then I wonder, why did I have that reaction? I can literally in that moment take myself through that process and find the deeper reason why. You know what I'm saying? So that I am not sitting there getting caught in this loop of, oh my gosh, I'm dysregulated. Oh my gosh, I'm so angry. Oh my gosh, today sucks. Rather, I can use that process to get curious about what's coming up beneath the surface and support myself through it. So for example, on, you know, just the other day when I was running low on sleep, Blaine was a little bit cranky and all of a sudden I just noticed myself feeling irritable and I felt found myself having a short fuse with her. Okay, let me take myself through my process. So I noticed, okay, I'm feeling triggered. I'm feeling really impatient and irritable that she is, you know, asking me the same question a bunch of times and seems to be doing the opposite of what I tell her to do. So what's going on beneath the surface? Well, I can get curious. Ooh, okay. Well, remember, you know, you didn't sleep as well last night. So it's going to be natural that your fuse is a little bit shorter. And then I can look at, okay, what need can I meet in this moment to support myself so that I can show up as the mom that I want to be? And I know, oh, okay, something that helps me if I'm feeling kind of tired or off is to put on comfy clothes because, you know, maybe I notice, ooh, I'm feeling a little bit overstimulated. You know, my bra strap's annoying me. These pants are too tight. Okay, I'm going to put on comfy clothes. I'm going to pour myself an electrolyte water to, you know, support myself with the minerals that I need. And, ooh, you know what? I think I need a snack. I need some more protein. My blood sugar is low. And I can get curious and make these little shifts and make, you know, I'll help myself to feel better, to bring myself into balance in that moment so that my internal experience is more steady, so that I feel better, right? I could also look at, you know, if I was feeling triggered by my husband having to work late and, you know, feeling frustrated by that. Here's how I could choose, you know, that's an external circumstance, but I don't need to allow that to impact my internal experience. So I could say, oh, okay, let me put myself into his shoes. Would I rather, you know, be working late, doing this like intense work, having to deal with a lot of people and having this high stress job? Or would I rather do work that I enjoy, like I get to do, be at home in my sweats and be watching Frozen for the third time with my child? I'd rather be doing that. And I can shift my perspective and think, hey, you know, at first it might seem like, oh yeah, he's got it good. He's like having adult time. He's not, you know, dealing with a tantruming toddler, blah, blah, blah. But But then I can shift my perspective and see, ooh, but what are the things that I have going on that are actually pretty dang good? And I bet, you know, I feel grateful that I get to be here in this moment. So it's like making these little shifts and using the process to gain awareness around what need is unmet, what insecurity is being hit on, and then doing what I need to do to meet those needs. And again, this is, I teach you the exact 6-step process in that workshop. So if it feels vague, it's because I'm just not walking you through the entire process in this episode. So much easier when you see it laid out in that workshop. But my point is having tools, actionable tools that I can apply in my daily life makes a world of difference because it allows me then to shift in the moment rather than needing a 40-minute morning routine in order to feel good. I can support myself in the moment with these little shifts so that I can get to a place of feeling more grounded and steady, regardless of what's going on for me. And a huge part of my ability to do this is the fact that I view imperfect circumstances as opportunities to grow and to become more unbotherable. Like I see it as like, game on, let's do this. A quote I love is, you're not given what you want, you're given what you need. And a lot of times people will be frustrated by the circumstances of a hard day. And it's normal, right? Like it's normal to be frustrated when you only get 6 hours of sleep and you hit traffic and you spill coffee on your shirt. Like it's so normal to be frustrated, of course, and feel that feeling, right? It's not about like, oh, just push down your feelings, but don't allow that feeling to then dictate the direction of your day or throw everything off or make you think, oh, well, today's just a waste. Like that would be sad. That's not how we're meant to live life, right? And so if you can view it as, okay, I'm not given what I want, I'm given what I need, and what's the opportunity here? There's always an opportunity. There's an opportunity to strengthen your ability to choose optimism, to look for the good in the situation, you know, to practice patience. There is a lesson and an opportunity in literally everything, but you have to make the conscious choice to see that. It's not going to come naturally to you. It's something that you have to work at. So that's what I've been mulling over lately, this idea of how to allow, to not allow my external world to impact my internal world as much. And it's a really cool practice. It's really life-giving. It's really fun. It makes life and daily life feel more like a game, which is, I'm all about it. So let me know if you try this. I cannot wait to hear how it goes for you. And I just want this to be such an expansive mindset shift for you because, man, I know it sure is for me. Thank you so much for joining me. If you like this podcast, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with a friend who might need it. And I can't wait to chat with you next time. Sending you all the love. Talk soon.